probably spent a little time on the defense today.
We did. We just got to get better. We know that, you know. We got to do a little bit. I mean, got to do a much better job of containing the ball, and then we got to do a better job of securing the ball. Part of our defensive problems right now is the fact that we're not rebounding the basketball. So we play good defense on the initial play, and we get it back. They get it back and we have to guard again. That puts us in too tough a situation to try to stop them for a second or a third time. So we talked about, you know, playing better defense overall, but we also talked about rebounding the basketball. We just got to get better in those departments. You know, we're 30th in the league in field goal percentage and 30th in the league in rebounding. So that's telling me that, you know, we're giving up second shots, and that's obviously going to push up the field goal percentage because most of them going to be right at the basket.
Are guys sprinting out on offense because they think it's a miss so you can?
No. That's never been the case here. You know, and last year you take a look at where we were, and, you know, in defensive field goal percentage, we were 11th, and, you know, we were 2 points away from being in the top five. You know, and now this year we're at 49-1, and, you know, and that's dead last. So that's too many offensive rebounds that we're giving up, and we just got to get better in that department.
Is there a ceiling, though, with the personnel that you have in that regard? Can you expect these guys? They're not going to be great rebounders.
I expect for them to secure the rebound if we have a good defensive possession. We don't have any excuses. We don't have excuses. You know, if you're undersized, then you got to do a better job of boxing out. You know, if you're a little bit slower, you got to do a better job of boxing out. So we're not going to use anything as an excuse. We don't have a ceiling. You know, we put ceilings on your teams, and, you know, I think it gives everybody an out. We expect to secure the ball after we've had a good defensive stance.
Do you think that's an issue at all? We talk a lot about, you know, almost a self-fulfilling prophecy when, you know, people are always talking about, you know, they're not going to be a good rebounding team.
Yeah, but we don't listen to you guys, Bob.
No,
but seriously, I don't think you can have any limitations because, number one, rebounding is probably the least talented thing.
It's just that.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, you look at, there's a lot of great rebounders in our league that I wouldn't classify as great basketball players. I mean, obviously I won't use any names, but there's a lot of guys that have made a heck of a living by being aggressive and securing the ball and being good rebounders. And, you know, we just got to find a way to do that. That's right now, that's an Achilles heel for us, and we've got to find a way to get better. And the only way we have who we have here. You know, we can't go out and say, well, we'll just wait until we get, you know, Dennis Rodman back. You know, we don't have Dennis Rodman. So with the personnel we have here, we got to find a way for everybody to pitch in and, you know, and rebound the basketball. Like we said today, if somebody comes up with, you know, if every guy out there playing comes up with one extra rebound, you know, that would even take care of the problem. You know, so we have to zero in on that. And that's just an area that offensively, we knew that we would be okay, and we are. Defensively, we have to get better, not just in, you know, the dribble penetration part of it and the post play, but we've got to get better at securing the basketball. That's part of it. You play good defense and they shoot it. Part of being a good defensive team is finishing the possession by coming up with the rebound.
Have you looked at, like, what your percentages are on the first shot?
We did a little bit of a deal on that. We're going to do it completely, but the last time we checked, it was right at 40-41%.
So pretty good on the first possession.
Pretty good, you know. And then, and that's why I think if you look at some of the stats we got, I mean, you know, we get last in the league in total rebounds, and I think part of that is because obviously, you know, we can't secure the basketball. You know, last year we were 19th in total rebounds. This year we're 30th. You know, giving up almost another 4 rebounds a game. You know, so
when you look at it on film, is it guys being out of position, or is it an effort deal?
I think part of it is that we become a little bit ball watchers, and we can't be ball watchers. I think we gotta either, you know, we gotta take a block out and go secure the basketball, or, you know, we gotta go get the basketball. But we're becoming ball watchers, which in turn has let guys get inside of us. And then when we're fronting the post, that put you out of position a little bit. If the ball is shot, you know, you give up inside. We really hadn't played a lot of zone this year. Probably less than I anticipated, to be honest with you. But it hadn't been the zone or rebounding out of the zone, because I would say if you took all the total possessions, we probably played about 3 or 4% zone, and the rest has been man to man.
Why haven't you used one zone?
Well, because I think to be a good team, you have to establish your man to man defense. And to be honest with you guys, if you want me to be totally honest, last year it was a fluky thing that we threw out there, and it worked in the playoffs, and everybody thought that we'd come back and play it this year. You know, in a zone, they shoot the basketball, and you hope that they're missing.
Yeah.
You know, and we just got to be solid. If we're going to be a really good team, I think we got to be solid in our man-to-man, and then I think you can throw a zone out there every now and then. Yeah. But to do that right now and to do it all the time, I'm just not for it, to be honest with you. We may have to play some zone in certain situations, but I think we want to be good man-to-man, because for the most part, that's what we were last year. You know, we got by the Portland playoff series. We didn't play any zone. We didn't play – I don't think we played 5 possessions in the San Antonio series. And in the Lakers series, we were just getting hurt on the inside. So, you know, we tried it, and you know, they talked about how great it was. Yeah.
Is there only one game, obviously, but can you talk about what you saw at Award in his move to the starting lineup?
Well, I mean, you know, he struggled a little bit. He had the ball right at the basket, though, you know, and he missed some. He probably missed 4 or 5 really easy shots. We're just going to keep tinkering with things and see what happens. And you know, I did think that Hedo played well off the bench, and playing as a 3-man, I thought he felt a little more comfortable some. So, you know, we have to adjust and move some things around. That's why I said, you know, usually this time, you know, 17, 18 games, 20 games in, you could have a pretty good indication of what you were going to be able to do and how it was going to be able to work. Probably won't be able to make that assessment with this team yet, because we're still tinkering and moving guys around and trying to figure out exactly what we can do.
But that's something you'll stick with for at least a little while, or in the starting line?
Maybe.
How hard is
Go ahead, laugh. Go ahead, laugh. Okay. Well, Almighty, I give you guys more information than anybody, and then if I go maybe, you guys, no. So maybe, you know.
How hard is it to kind of tinker and make adjustments on the fly when you guys are playing different games?
It's tough, because you know, to be honest with you, we hadn't had any practice days. If you go back and look, you know, we hadn't practiced in about a week and a half, because we either had to take a day off on a back-to-back or a travel day, which is not great, you know, practice day, and it's just kind of been the way it is. So, you know, we had yesterday off, we'd be able to practice today and then practice tomorrow and leave, and you know, it's just kind of the way the schedule falls. So we don't have anything to do with the schedule, so we just play it as it comes.
It's tough when you're, I mean, if everything's in place, that's great, right?
Well, it was a lot easier for us last year, because we added one guy to the mix, Channing, and everybody else had a pretty good understanding, indication of what their role were going to be. Even those 5 guys playing on the second unit did. And now we're still trying to find ourselves in that situation. So we'll keep plugging away. There's some other teams that's kind of going through the same thing as we're going through. That was a lot more promising.
Same record.
Some more substantial parts.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not easy.
Guys, they got 3.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, about
anyone bumping you?
$312 million.
The tinkering with the rotation, is that possible more Earl Clark, Earl Barron, using guys that?
Well, we're gonna try. We're gonna try people until we are able to rebound the basketball. I mean, that's got to be something that's critical for us. So, you know, you may see guys in there, you may see different combinations, and you know, we just got to, we have to get that part taken care of. We, as good as we are offensively, if we can't secure the basketball and we can't guard better than we're guarding, we're going to struggle. Guys, we scored 133 points, you know, and 44 in the fourth quarter. You know, you should win a game if you do that. That's the bottom line, you know.
Any update on Robin? It's been 2 weeks now.
I think he's coming along. It's not anything that's going to be rushed, really. I mean, it's going to take time. And, you know, I think that'll help a lot. You know, obviously, we get him back. And, he's averaging almost 5 rebounds in 17 minutes. If we can keep him on the floor for, you know, 28, 32 minutes, you know, maybe that you know, that'll be a possibility that could be a big help in that area. No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that, you know, we want to get him healthy and we want to get him to the point where, and then even when he gets back, guys, you know, it's going to take, you know, another 2.5-3 weeks for him to get in any kind of game shape. You know, he's a big guy and, you know, cardio-wise, it's going to take a time. Yeah, you know, he's done a good job for us and I think he's getting a little more comfortable in what we're trying to do. And you know, we'll try to use him more and take a look at it and see. We're open for anything. You know, we just got to get that solved because I think, you know, we've done pretty good in our initial defense and they shoot it up there and get it back, shoot and get it back. That could be a little bit discouraging and disheartening, you know, so we've got to take care of that and be able to run on. When we run on misses, we're very good. You know, we had about an 8-minute stretch in the Denver game where we played really solid defense, and you can see the results. You know, we can get back in a game after being down 18.
Any specific things about his skill set that you like about Earl Barron?
Well, I just think he's long, and I think he's competitive. You know, he'll get in and stick his nose in, and, you know, he's pretty good offensively. You know, so we'll see if that can translate into helping us win a few games.
Everybody else all right?
Everybody else is dandy. You know,
Grant sounded like he was.
Well, he's, you know, Grant. I mean, he's banged up. He's always banged up, but he's going to play and he'll play and he'll, you know, tomorrow night he'll be on the floor 10 times and that's just who he is, you know. But that's the way he's played for 15 years in this league, so wouldn't expect anything any different.
Thanks. All right, try to keep a straight face on the sideline, will you? No laughing.
No laughing.
Yeah.